Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Daniel Shea, councillor for the Democratic Alliance, Ward 72. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well, yourself, Howard.
I am well, thank you. So quite the day you must have had yesterday.
Yeah, to say the least, it was quite intense.
Yeah. So what were the types of issues that your residents were dealing with?
So, if you're starting with city power issues, so generally power tripping just due to hail hitting the cables at the poles, trees falling onto cables, cable faults underground because of water ingressing to cables. So, those are your three main types of issues you get in a storm like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, on obviously the city park side, there are trees across the road, trees on power lines, trees on people's walls. So that was that. The issue, and Joburg Water, just due to there are a lot of people that connect their stormwater illegally to the sewage system.
Yeah, you sent out a notice about that. I didn't quite understand it. What were you saying about that?
So, I mean, I've been working in construction for 10 years, so I've seen all the tricks. Basically, if people have an issue with finding somewhere to put their stormwater where it can drain from their property, they often take the easy way out and just plug it into the sewage system, which is a little bit more accessible. But what happens is when you have a big storm like we had yesterday and you've got hundreds of houses doing that, it just totally overwhelms the sewage system and some poor person ends up with sewage flowing through their house.
Ah, okay. So if you are doing that, stop doing that. Really?
Yes.
It's just unnecessary. So in terms of, I mean, so if we break it down into some of the issues that you were facing, electricity, obviously lines were down, electricity issues, have they been resolved? I do have a couple of messages of people whose electricity has not been restored. Are we seeing a lot of those?
So we've got, there's probably over 200 to 300 outages on our depot alone, with 15 teams working on them. Roughly, so it's going to take a while to get through all the issues. If it was a single bigger issue, it gets resolved quicker, but they're literally going like one house at a time issues, so it's going to take a while.
Yeah, because in fact, one of the messages is that there are four houses around them, so obviously something has tripped and they need to council to come, city power to come to them. So obviously these are the ones that might take a while.
Yeah, so the priority list in city power's world is always the larger number of houses affected by outage. So if you've got four, you've got more chance being restored than one sooner. But if you're obviously in a whole suburb that's out, you'll be restored first.
Right.
So that's what they're dealing with.
Okay, and in terms of water, in terms of infrastructure that is down, how's that looking?
So the sewage things, I think the majority have been unblocked. The teams are working on that, so that's okay. Cables, overhead cables are quite quick to replace if they've been taken out by trees. So the trees have mostly been removed. They work into the last one. And the overhead cables will be quite quick to restore. Yeah, walls and the like, obviously insurance claims, so they'll take a bit longer.
And in terms of the roads itself, have they been cleared?
So, that's the first priority with trees when they're doing trees. Trees are either on a power line or across the road. If it's on a pavement, they tend to leave it as late priority. And the first priority is just to get there, cut it up, put it on the pavement, and move on to the next problem.
Right. In terms of how we actually coped with this, what is your reaction? What is your thinking?
So, I mean, I don't think we were necessarily that prepared for a storm or the hailstorm of this nature, if I'm going to be brutally honest. But the response has been pretty decent from City Parks. They did get teams on board very quickly to clear up the trees that have fallen. City Power was stretched beforehand and remained stretched, but they are working very hard to resolve the issues, so I can't fault the effort. We just need to get to the stage of the city, and we hope to be moving there, where we have the resources and enough maintenance done that we're not at a permanent state of being stretched. But I think we've done fairly well considering the magnitude of the storm.
Right. Any message that you'd like to give to residents?
So my 2 cents, if you still don't have power, just send me your reference number, and you're going to have to be a little bit patient because there are a lot of issues. And hopefully the weather stays nice for the rest of the weekend. We should have everyone up and running soon. And it's just, yeah, I'm just asking for patience and a little bit of support for the City Tower guys. They're working really hard.
Daniel Shea, councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72, giving us an update as to what is happening in the area following yesterday's storm. And it is 8:18. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.